You and her are not speaking to each other, he bellows. Do you think I'm going to let you pair of witches pull a number on me?
Let me past, please, Justin. I need to get to my inhaler.
After our scuffle, my breathing has suddenly become sharp and painful. I know the signs. If I don't get the Ventolin into me within the next few minutes, I'm going to have a full-flown asthma attack. Surely he won't try to prevent me from getting to my inhaler. If I can just get into that bedroom before him, I can grab my charger while I'm at it too. I'm going to call the police. Things have gone too far this time.
Oh!
He gets to the closed bedroom door before me and doubles up in pain against it.
You've probably done this to me.
He slides down to the floor.
It's you. You're trying to do me in, aren't you?
Just let me get in there,
I gasp. It's getting more difficult to speak. I should have taken it the minute I began wheezing. Suddenly he finds the strength to rise back up against the door to his full height. I try to go around him, but he pushes me back into the landing wall. My back connects squarely with it and I'm winded, even more unable to get my breath in than before. He lurches into the bedroom and wrenches open the drawer of my dressing table where I keep my inhaler.
No!
The word should be a shriek, but comes out like more of a whisper. He's already pressing it over and over again. He's emptying it.